Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Everything is about Skumba today, even our drive moment.
Over to you, sir.
He came up with this phone private Skumba.
Okay.
Please.
All right. I think it was early last year, or early in when we started the show. We spoke about the phones and your kids and how often do you check your phones. And so yesterday I'm like, Aman, this should be something that we do on a regular. Where we do a check-in. Because sometimes we do a topic and then next thing we play plus minus 10 voice notes out of everyone listening. So I'm like, because my neighbor decided to utavuli phone umntanake. Decided to open the phone of this 16-year-old. I don't think my neighbor needed permission for it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and then the things that he discovered on the phone, and it's a boy. Sure. What the boy is not only watching football or doing schoolwork on the phone. There's other things that he's doing.
Notifications
left, right, and center. Like us as
adult content.
There's adult content right now. Tina, sitting about Dalo, we are on X. How many times on X when you scroll up on the fifth video, it's adult content.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think boy when I then started downloading, and not only did he find the adult content for that is downloaded. Others were sent by other peers from the school. Now it's a big thing again.
Oh my God.
Now the school is up in arms because as a father, he was like, there's no way you're going to have all what you're having on your phone. Footage is not your phone, it's my phone, Gatla. Because it's with him. And I want to find out who sent you these pictures. Went to those kids. Now it's a big thing in school, whether be it. That do kids have to have passwords in my phone? But at the same time, I'm like, how often do we check our kids, Tina? I've got a 14-year-old, apparently. I've phone got album since on the phone. I've phone got 18. I hasn't been watch check my phone about boy too.
So here's the thing, when we was kids, we used to get away with a lot of things, and our parents then thought they were very sharp, but then they would be surprised. If someone else came and said, oh, your child is doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? So think about it. As an adult, your life is so busy. You've got work. You have things to do. You have to fend for these kids. These kids, their responsibility is to go to school.
Huh.
Most of their time is spent on these gadgets. And these kids have become the masters of these gadgets.
True.
So I am not sure. I mean, if there are some kids who are so smart that they are able to manipulate these phones, that even when you try and check, you will not find a thing.
First of all, why are your apps having pink passwords?
Hey, I'm a files. Oh.
Daniel, what are my files and my passwords? Kuna Vault.
Yeah, kuna Vault.
There's an app called Vault that when you as an elder try to open that thing, it takes a picture of your face so that you can vault at so you tried opening my phone last night. Yeah. Like, I didn't try. I wanted to open your phone.
and you know... And I'm not even speaking for the kids, because the kids must behave. And even when we misbehaved, it was not acceptable. I know that a lot of our cousin brothers were found with certain magazines. And it was easy to trace them because they
hard
copy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do think that as parents, we just need to get cleverer. But what else can you do after you find that magazine? You burn them.
And then
you would be really naive to think that they are not going to access
100%.
Those magazines again. So even with kids that are searching adult websites, should we rather than not have a proper sex education conversation, find out if they are participating, are they actually being safe rather than being punitive?
Because
the go-to is be punitive.
Because they already know these things anyway.
They speak... They have crushes at school. You don't know what happens at the corners of what goes along. They know the blind spots of the school where the camera is not always rolling. Our kids know the information. They know the rules that they are not meant to break. And they then find ways to break those rules. So I do think that we need to try and be less punitive and try to see if the kids are actually being saved. But having said that, what have you found on your child's phone?
Yeah.
That really set you.
But I think for me, the most important thing, there's a word that people normally use, especially in America, with people going out and shooting other people, being radicalized.
Mm.
I think those are the things that we actually should be more concerned about
mm-hmm.
when adults are in the space of kids.
Yeah.
You know, where obviously there's a risk of big kids being radicalized.
Mm.
There's the
sexually
the,
grooming.
Sexually grooming. What's the other word? What's the other one when people are taken?
Trafficking.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a lot.
For
happening.
Me, those are my biggest
your main
concerns.
Concern.
Do you know what I mean?
Who are your kids talking to?
Yeah.
Who are they talking to? Glamour WhatsApp that they have. How many groups do they have, and what are those groups for?
The language that they use. Like, you would be shocked.
Click it. 063.
Clock.
Oh, yeah. Clock it. 063-688-0959.
One, no one is allowed to have a password at home altogether in our home. If you have a password, it has to be the same as the next person. So basically, Tina, at home, we use the same password. I think because of that, it has eliminated a whole lot of things because then we could easily check if on gakel. But it turns out, yeah, two sanalendo go through phone abantwana because what we find is actually very scary.
Mm.
So when was the last time we checked her phone? I think when she was, I don't know, 14, 13. But after Lapo, we were like, you know what? Because we believed, since we were the ones who sat her down and said, it's okay for you to date, just don't do anything wrong. So we then thought, if we go through her phone after we had given her the permission, it would be unfair to find a boy saying, hi, I miss you, because we would be up in arms with a message like that. So you understand? Yo, Mina, I don't play. I audit his phone at least once a quarter because I don't have his password. I tell him to open the phone and I check the gallery, I check the groups, I check the chats, I go through it. And I actually did it yesterday. He was not happy. He kept on saying I'm invading his privacy. He's 14 years. And I told him that for as long as you're living under my roof, there's no privacy. You'll get your privacy at your house. So yeah, I do it. Especially after we've had like a bit of a disagreement, but at least once a quarter, I do go through everything on his phone.
Baba, in terms of my phone, funny enough, we took it fine. My dad, umuntu mtala, has next night in the way of my smartphone. So, mtana giti one thing in a phone in yak. So, I know this app, but it calculate. It's actually evolved. So, do you even know what there's apps that is fisher e content, but zifisher ngali nika. We bona when you pale maybe a bubble pop, who's jelly wooty game. And it's a vault. It's for my face recognition. And I'm fully sayon. Yes, into things to level up. I'm sure. But anyway, due to technology now, but advanced as well, I'm doing
that.
So in Zanja.
Yeah, very interesting. These kids, guys, are
smart. Eh?
We always talk about how tzotzis are 10 steps ahead. So are these kids. Actually, that other voice note that we played at every quarter. Oh, no, we're so professional. Every quarter.
But I think it is needed that every now and then we go through these phones. Because we need to talk to them.
Apparently it's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal to show them one right now. So we don't do that. We talk to them. We sit them down. We treat our kids like as adults. The least we could do to have some sort of power, because we still need to have power over our kids. I don't care who says what. We need to have power over our kids, or we'll find ourselves in a position where umntana khona 16 at going zokubona next week.
Yeah, also I think gentle parenting has done us a disservice. This thing, yara, we treat them as adults. Kanye is not an adult. Until such day, Kanye is not an adult. We need to treat our kids as kids. It's great to be loved. Guys, yazi kumnandi kanjani ukuthanda. Mawungena abantwana abajabulela wena. At the expense of their life. No, you can hate me. No, I don't mind. Hate me. I'm not your friend. I hate me. I'm cool with it because I know that when you grow up, you would actually appreciate the fact
this
that
moment.
There was strict and strictness and control around your life because there's too many opportunities in life to do the wrong thing. Too many opportunities.
Yo guys, today's topic it hits home. Well, I'm not a parent, but I'm a deputy parent. My younger brother, adult content, the child, guys, I tried speaking to him. He's 16. I tried speaking to him. How organa Facebook, the messenger, kibanyana. 90% girls. Like, I tried speaking to him, but still it lands on deaf ears. Even web browser, TV, sometimes he forgets to clear the history. How do I go web browser? The first thing that you see is adult content.
TV.
TV.
At 16.
Take that bloody phone, man.
At 16.
Even the phone, the television, because obviously he goes to on YouTube.
Yeah, I got him Wi-Fi.
When you gamble, but the winners know when to stop.
Yeah,
and gambling is an addiction. It's serious.
Yeah,
you find adult content.
Absolutely.
If you start at 16, when you are 28, it's
yeah, because it's stimulation. Anything that stimulates you must always be done under adult supervision. So obviously no kid is going to want to watch adult content. We could hardly watch Generations Archie, Nekoni, Basunan. Oh no, they were kids, they were siblings. And we could hardly manage that. So can you imagine an entire adult and it's a conversation we need to have, guys. Our kids are exposed to sex in the widest variety. We don't come from different homes. We don't come from the same rules. So go ahead, when your mother is your friend, you do all these things, you're ladila, homozo strict, uchomanali, or ladila. What do you think happens? Now they're depressed at home. They think you are too strict. You don't love them. We need to have the conversation.
So, okay, before we go to the news, I get it, we've been talking about children and phones, privacy. There's a clip that I found, it's very short, about a guy who basically talks like saying that, you know, when a child is like over 14 or 15, as a parent, you have no control because there's outside influences.
Absolutely.
I thought it was interesting.
It's where you live. Why? Because out-of-home influences are more powerful in shaping the life course of your child than in-home influences are. And those out-of-home influences are peer groups, other adults, neighborhoods, resources, schools, and the larger community that you made available to this child. That is how you shape your child's life course. The second biggest influence is also out of your hands, and that's genetics. And you don't get to determine that. But if you think parenting is so influential, let me give you two findings that have been replicated many times. When we follow up twins, we are able to calculate how much of their behavior is due to parenting within family environment. And here's what we find. The peak years of parental influence are below 7. From 7 on to 12, it drops dramatically. After 15, it's 6%. 6% of the variation in a teenager's behavior is how their parents raised them. That's it. And after age 21, it's 0. There is no influence of parenting on any psychological trait after the age of 21. Now, do not mistake what I am saying. The knowledge your child possesses, what they know, is clearly a function of exposure in the environment. But their traits, their abilities, their makeup, their personality is not.
There you go.
Shattered.
There you go.
I think we need to check our kids' phone. Recently, also checked my daughter's phone. She's 15 years, and the things that I got on the phone are very scary. And my husband has been saying, check the phone. But, you know, with us parents, Skuma is saying, we are busy, we are up and down, and we are trusting our kids. We are trusting that we are raising our kids very well. But the things that I got on the phone, and it's their peers, it's at school, the vape thing, they are smoking the vape, and schools that do not even allow these things to enter, you know, the school, but the kids have a way of doing those things. It's very scary. So I've decided to take the phone. My daughter won't have a phone. She will only get the phone when schools are closed, and I will be checking that phone.
Mina owami, net for dieting. I got a phone till today. The day I phone was hanging, I was just calling my phone and the office in a phone. Makasendi nafuna ukufona uzoboleka ifoni yami. Angilali kanjalo. Anamva sikhulisa abantwana bese bazosixaxa sodze.
Yazi how much do I get shunned upon or what do you call it because I do not allow my kids to visit anywhere I don't go. They don't do sleepovers. If I can't sit with that parent 10 minutes and just chat, you are not visiting that house 10 minutes now. So people are like, when we are better, when, hey, you're too strict, you're too what. My kids go between my house, my sister's house, my mother's house, my sister's mother-in-law, because she has the same values. Naye akhanjwa nje ntando yakho. Hey, things happen out there.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Omoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.